I'll be damned if I'm going to lose to a team of girls. The only thing I'm going to lose to a woman is, like, an ironing contest.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. We want to thank Sam and Melissa and Sean.
Great.
You can go to Cocktail Tastings.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
.com or mixingitup.org.
Have them over.
They will come to you, and they will do a seven-flight series with the cocktails of your choice. We've been having a good old time.
Yes.
And I should mention that it doesn't stop here for Buzz and myself. We are going to the Junkies Spring Break Extravaganza happening down at the State Theater. I'm not plugging it because I think if you don't have tickets, you can't get in.
No, that's right.
So
you guys will be competing, right?
That'll.
I don't even know.
We're
going to
be in the lingerie contest.
Exactly.
That's happening tonight. We're taking a big limo down to the State Theater with Big O and Dukes here on our station in Washington D.C.
and
going to see the Junkies.
Timmy Imbibinet.
And we're having a good old time. We got the final buzz of the day coming up, but first
our final buzz.
Sam, our mixologist, is here. Actually, we got another visit with Sam before we're out of here. Now, I'm not a gin guy, Sam, but you brought a gin drink in here.
I tell you what, you drink this drink and you don't notice the gin at all. It's called a maypole.
Uh-huh.
And again, we're working with fresh herbs. We're using basil.
Wow. And I taste the basil.
Mm-hmm. Muddled together with a little
bit
of white cranberry.
Up.
Yeah.
And then gin. And then you do what's called a super fine strain where you hold a.
Super fine.
Yeah. You use a little strainer over the top, pour that into the glass so that you get all the blueberry pits and everything out of it. So it looks almost like, as you see, it looks like a cosmopolitan.
Now, you said it's a symphony of flavor. I'm about to taste it.
Lots of flavors dancing on the tongue.
It's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Katie, did you try that? Oh, CK said you couldn't have one. All right, we understand that. Rob,
did you taste and spit? I did.
Did taste and spit?
She can.
Hey.
Hey.
Do you know the CBS policy on sexual harassment, Mr. Man?
I'm right up on the edge of it.
How many times have I called you Mr. Man in the first 2 weeks? A
couple times, and you've also not liked this T-shirt. I just can't seem to win today.
We've done 2 weeks of broadcast. How is that possible?
I don't know, but you know, when I go home, I get to collect my money because I won 15 bets.
15 bets, baby!
That's
right. Very,
now,
very
I have
exciting.
A question as a mixologist. Who drinks gin anymore? Gin has got to be like one of the lowest ranked liquors, right?
Considered evil by many.
Doesn't
gin make you mean?
Well, in the turn of the century, it was the crack epidemic, so to speak, of England.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was actually the results of behavior was worse than the crack epidemic in America, but it was England's crack.
The last time I remember anything this aromatic, I was doing peyote with the Sioux.
You're dealing with
what?
I don't know. How you mix it, you know, the juniper is going to come out, or any one of the other herbs. And in this case, we downplay the juniper and bring out the softer side of gin.
It's very pleasant, very mild.
Okay, this is real good. Make another one.
So, are we technically sipping on gin and juice?
Gin for girls.
Gin and juice.
Yeah.
Something fruity, perhaps, Sam?
I think I can manage that.
Thanks so much.
Hey, he did a character voice for you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Sammy. I like Sam.
Yeah.
I do too.
I like
Sam looks like a young Pete Fountain.
Have him over to your house, seriously. They'll treat you right.
You speak of the truth when you get a little buzzed. Speaking of buzz.
Hi.
Are we?
Let's go to the final buzz of the day. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Mike.
Pete Fountain.
Very good.
Pete Fountain. The checks are in the mail. The rebates that were supposed to go out to taxpayers May 2nd will start appearing in some of our checking accounts on Monday and arriving in the mail for others a few days later. The government's giving rebates to get that money circulating in our economy, and it's sending out the check sooner because the economy needs help fast.
Just got another idea for next week's show.
What's that?
How you spending your money?
How you spending?
How you going to spend it?
That's a good
stupidest
idea.
Reason to spend wins.
Well, in that case, it's got to be, how are ye spending your money?
I'm going to get me a chocolate pie, my wine.
Banjo made of chocolate.
Yes, sir.
The truck made of ham.
That's fine.
Well, bourbon again?
That's whiskey.
No, I'm spending mine on booze.
Oh, booze. Okay. He just brought the bottle.
He's paneling now.
Just carrying
bourbon.
Maybe I should shut the door.
Well, because the Treasury Department has a new computer that updates records daily instead of weekly, that's the other reason the checks are going out sooner.
Oh, look, Mike, they brought us Windex.
It will still take till July to get all the checks out, so don't start spending your money until you really have it.
Why don't you knock back this fruity drink before you continue with your
night? Adjusted for income and children, the refunds average around $600 per taxpayer.
This is a shot.
Let me finish.
To you, Mike.
I'm finishing my maypole.
Sean, what is this? This is not a maypole. Oh, you're finishing a maypole. Mm-hmm. What is this, Sean?
This is actually called a return to Blue Lagoon.
Oh, fantastic.
Tastes like Brooke Shields.
You can taste her in every drink.
Well, I'll take your word for it. Over the last week, the media, us included.
Good.
Yeah, it tastes blue.
Yummy.
Great. It'll work as a martini, too, as well.
Oh, very good. Sorry, Buzz.
We were talking about this earlier. I think you're interested. Over the last week, the media
we'll be the judge of that.
has been reporting the threat of worldwide food shortages caused by, among other things, high oil prices. TV showed pictures of food riots, even. Now, after that, people ran out and started buying up staples, especially rice, setting off a doubling of rice prices and rationing by the big box stores.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight.
Now the media is being blamed for starting a panic, and a columnist tells at the Wall Street Journal isn't helping the situation. Brett Ahrens writes that Americans should start stockpiling food. He says,
no way. The guy, Jim Cramer, called him stupid on the Today Show.
And he may be. I'm just telling you what the man said.
You're trying to make us scared.
Reports say now that food prices have started going up, they won't be going back down.
That's a bunch of bull.
Ever. Just like the price of gas. Mm-hmm. Ahrens writes that food prices are now rising faster than the interest you earn on money market funds. Quoting one investor, load up the pantry. It was just a few years ago we thought $2 gas was just a temporary spike, remember?
Now, I know you're just reporting this. Do you believe really that we have a legitimate food shortage in this country and that it will continue and that it will get bad and people will be eating their dogs?
Bad.
There are a lot of factors. I think the world needs to be more concerned as food gets more expensive and unaffordable for many, many people. Millions, in fact.
Based on today's program, yes. I would say that with this food shortage, we should probably think about having a few more drinks.
Well, what I've done to combat it is when they weren't looking, I filled my pocket with olives.
Hey, you can live on those.
Yes, you can.
Plenty of protein,
yes,
right?
Yes, and I will extract the oil.
Olives and coconut.
There you go, stockpiling again.
And beer actually counts as a food, too, there because of the yeast.
Thank you, Sean. Sean's drinking. Are you drinking over there? Sean's just diving in on the microphone.
Sean is definitely having a couple.
Hello,
Mike.
Sean. How are you?
He's
Sean
paneling.
Just got his courage up. You can always tell. And I have something to say. Let me just pipe in here. Beer is also a food group. My name is Sean.
Do you come from Ireland?
I'm an Irishman. I will talk to ye all night long. Should be big fun. Yes, sirree. Olives, coconuts, a little beer, and then a lifetime of diarrhea.
Somebody besides the oil companies making a killing off this inflation, pawn shops. A pawn shop manager in Arkansas says she has never seen her business boom as it has in the last year. Mm-hmm. Customers are telling her they need to hawk valuables because they need the money to buy gas to go to work so they can pay the higher food prices.
This is so bad.
Experts say gas prices going up another 30 cents a gallon over the next few weeks.
Not if you get your car washed.
And report out of Canada says oil prices will double over the next 4 years. How's $8 a gallon grab you?
Yeah, but that's Canadian gas.
Canada.
No, thank you.
Hockey.
By the way, there's a new car in India that starts at $2,500, and because of that, millions of people who couldn't afford a car before will now take to the roads and start buying gasoline.
You will like this car. It's got a 6-cylinder engine, and the body is made of madras.
What could possibly go wrong?
You know what it's going to become, madras. Like? It's going to be like with a computer printer. They should give computer printers away because the ink is so expensive.
That's right.
So they'll give you a free car, but you got to pay $9 a gallon for gas.
Join us Tuesday on Rob's show, Things Rob Cares About. I'm getting a little buzzed now. I don't care about the printers.
You don't care about printer ink?
I don't care.
You know how much money I've been out since I've had to buy a new printer and I can't get it from the prize closet
get
anymore?
Get a laser printer.
But then you have to buy lasers.
He got you there.
He got you, too.
The two top managers of the Dallas-Fort Worth Air Traffic Control Center have been removed after charges they covered up dozens of mistakes that nearly led to mid-air collisions.
I bet this is also runway problems, too. Right?
Also, yes, but some of these actually could have occurred in the air. The FAA says a few of these near misses were serious.
Sorry.
Just last month, we learned that federal inspectors had failed to check the plane Southwest was flying.
This is I was reading something. You probably read the same thing about the fact that the real danger in the aviation system is runway problems with collisions on runways. That's what they're talking
Certainly
about.
Certainly one of them. No question about it. Among several.
Same problem in the modeling industry.
Runway problems. All right.
Can we have another drink in here?
You sit down.
He's buzzed now.
17 airports had to change their security access codes this week after a pilot from Mesa Airlines lost his laptop computer. Now, this would allow someone else to pose as a pilot and get access to a plane. This makes flyers nervous.
It scares me. Scares the dickens out of me, to tell you the truth.
And before it cracks down on teen boot camps, Congress is hearing more testimony about the horrors at some of those camps, including torture that has even led to death. Young John Martin Crawford survived a bad boot camp.
The nightmares and psychological scars of being dragged from your home to a place in the middle of nowhere, restrained in blankets and duct tape, assaulted verbally and physically, those scars and that trauma never go away.
They never go away. Congress plans to keep a government watch over these places, especially the deceptive marketing that bad boot camps use to lure parents into their so-called program.
Mike O'Mara's boot camp.
Believe it or not, that polygamous sect in Texas that's accused of abusing kids has its supporters.
Oh, really?
They marched outside the NBA playoff game last night in Salt Lake City, Utah. They say they plan to be back Saturday night for the game between the Rockets and the Jazz.
Are they all, are they ladies, too, wearing those great hairdos?
Men and women who are part of that Mormon polygamist sect, the spinoff.
We have to bang to get a cocktail around here.
All those ladies got their hair like Alice on the Brady Bunch. It's hot.
I wonder if she was like a part of a polygamist.
Oh, everybody!
Look at the number of kids. That was a polygamist. Well, they were. I bet he was.
No, he just had one.
Robert
wife.
Reed.
No, he had no wives.
Oh, that's right.
Because you know what?
Yes,
I am a gay American.
That's right.
Absolutely. What do we got here, Sam?
Doing a since Buzz got to have the pomegranate Rita with the sage.
Yes.
I decided to do a variation of that with vodka as a martini.
Oh, very nice. I enjoy the martini.
Very nice.
Good move, Sam. Another church has agitated another community with its changeable yard sign. In Redford, Michigan, the Covenant Community Church is refusing to take down the letters that say, God can save homosexuals from their sin.
Mm-hmm.
As every Sunday lately, people have been picketing the church. Pastor Westwood says he meant it to be a message of hope. And
Westwood?
He says the sign gets changed regularly and that it's about time to change it anyway.
Gosh, lighten up, guys.
Yeah.
Good advice.
I love it when Sam gives me my drink first.
Now, before we go to break, do we have a new drink? Yes,
we do.
Thank you, Sam.
This is a pomegranate martini?
Yes, with sage.
Let's try it.
With sage. You're all about the herbs, aren't you? Using the herbs. That's very trendy, isn't it, in the world of mixology, Sam?
Big time right now.
Oh, that is sharp. That's
You're right.
Nice.
It is like a cosmopolitan, only a little stronger flavor, I think.
Tastes very like turkey nice. Stuffing.
Everybody's crazy about a sharp dress drink.
Law and Orders.
That was terrific.
Law and Order's gay Tom Brady episode is the subject of our story when we continue.
I have never enjoyed a newscast more.
Me too.
We'll be back with more on The Mike O'Mara Show right after this drink.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.